off by telling me where you lived, you know, like during the time of the Troubles and stuff?
Javarin Parade, it's between the Woodville and the Springfield Road. Mm-hmm. So it is.
And you lived there all that time?
I've lived there 56 years. And that would have been... Well, the trouble didn't really start then, it was a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. It started when the children started to get up a bit.
When did you first move into the house then?
57.
Mm-hmm. And what was your impressions when you first moved into the house?
When I moved into that house at first, the Springfield Road was lovely. Mm-hmm. There was plenty of shops in it, mm-hmm. post office in it, and it was always a lovely place, and no trees and all. Mm-hmm. And it was a lovely place, and you could walk anywhere then. Mm-hmm. You know, you weren't afraid to walk. Because actually the Springfield Road at that time was Protestants and Catholics living on both sides, mm-hmm. at that time. So you were never afraid to walk on it. Mm-hmm. So you weren't. But when the Troubles started, then, well, I was never afraid. Mm-hmm. You would have been more afraid for men walking on it or your children. Well, mine went to Springfield Road School.
Yes.
But when they got older, they probably wouldn't have went onto the road when the Troubles started. Mm-hmm. And I always find the people, both sides were always nice and everybody talked to each other. Mm-hmm. And also, I think when they took the co-op away there at the corner and the post office away, it separated people because people would have met at the post office.
Yes.
People would have met in the co-op and everybody talked.
Yes.
And then when they all went away, they went through the Troubles because the post office was getting robbed all the time.
Yes.
And so that's why they had to stop it. And one by one, the shops just went. Uh-huh. And that, I think, is when everybody started getting isolated.
Yes.
People who were Catholics would have went more to the Falls Road.
Yes.
And the lower Springfield Road, where the people on the other side, this side, would have went to the Woodville then.
Yes.
And on to the Shankill Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think they need to bring something like that back again.
Uh-huh. So you worked in the Blackstaff Mill?
Uh-huh.
So you had to come over to the...
Well, as I'm saying, I was always on the Springfield Road.
What period did you work in the mill from?
1975, when the last one went to school. I left him up to school in the Springfield Road. Mm-hmm. And then went on down to work till, I think it was 1989 or something like mm-hmm. that. And they closed the mill down, the factory down.
What was your job in the mill?
Stitching. Oh, I liked it there. I liked the people.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, going down the Springfield Road, everybody would say good morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
I never had no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, through the Troubles and all, even rubble on the ground, there'd maybe been riots the night before, but nobody ever bothered. I never had no bother.
Mm-hmm. You said you actually worked right through the UWC strike, I think.
I did. I worked through that strike because we needed the money, so I'm just the type of person that nobody tells me what to do.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was the same. He went to work too.
Uh-huh.
Both went to work, and I think somebody said something in the strike, a fella that was in it.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't worrying what they said.
Uh-huh.
I was going to my work, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people did, not just me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people went to the Blackstaff at that time,
mm-hmm.
and they had to go through Black Mountain, you know, estate, and they all came to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. But I mean, nobody ever done anything to the house or anything with this gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
what were relationships like in the workplace itself?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they were. No, we never had no problem. In work, everybody just got on.
Mm-hmm.
We flipping had to work for a living, and so mm-hmm. everybody was problems. We had them all together, brought them to my blood.
Mm-hmm.
She was a shop steward at that time.
In the Blackstaff Mill?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have brought it, you know, if there's anything problems, we would have brought them to her,
mm-hmm.
and she would have went to the boss and got them sorted out.
Can you remember, like, any examples of what made it
Well, happen? If we didn't get enough money, and then they put us on that peacetime work.
Yes, yes.
And actually, I used to say to people, now, don't be going fast when they're in. Time and motion, man. Go a wee bit slower. And then you find maybe some person, I don't know whether it was nerve or not, but they would have rushed it, and then it was, the money would have been taken off us.
Yes, yes.
So which we didn't like.
No. So we had common cause there, really?
We had common cause, and we always had common causes. So we had, but nobody ever... In fact, I remember one girl, and she was a Catholic. She was from something, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And she used to say to me, Dorothy, I've swore, must put a penny in the box. No, she respected. She says, I know you don't swear. And they did show respect. And I used to laugh. I said, not worrying. But she said, I have to put money in. We used to be able to wee box, and every time somebody swore, they put money in there, you know, for charity.
So, and the respect was because you
the respect was there.
Religious, and you were Protestant religious.
And
so they knew how you lived your life.
Yeah, and I knew how they lived theirs. And I would have said, it doesn't matter.
I remember you saying in the larger group that stuck in my head anyway. You said that, you know, the women were coming in from the Catholic side and telling you about how their houses had been wrecked during the
service. Yeah, that's right, they did.
And you said, you know. They made you think, no wonder they turned against the army, kind of way?
Well, I was going down the road one day, for instance, and there was young fellas on the road, and they were walking up, and the army stopped them and put them all against, you know, the wall. And they had nothing, they weren't doing nothing. I could see the thing of both sides, because my son was taken off the bus one morning on the Shankill, because he was black-haired and he had a beard. He grew a beard at this time, they thought he was Jerry Adams. And he was 6:30 in the morning, he was going to work. And they took him off the bus and took him to the station, so I knew what it was like with my own. So it wasn't just one-sided. And so I could understand how these young fellas felt and how that did make them, you know, turn against the police. But it wasn't just a one-side, because my sons went through it too. And if they stopped to talk at a corner and all, you know, they were lifted.
Yes.
And, but it wasn't a one-sided thing.
Yes.
It was a both-sided. Mm-hmm. So I could understand how the parents felt with their family.
Spoke a bit about how the whole period of the Troubles was a very worrying time for raising children.
It was a worrying time for everybody. Because your child, as I say, my son was taken off the bus. And interrogated. And when they went out in the morning, with all the shooting at that particular time, and people had just been in the wrong place at the wrong time, you did not... You were worried till your children come home. And if they went out at night, you did not sleep. And that's everybody. You did not sleep. Did your child come in?
When were your children born? What age?
Well, William was born 1959. He started being in his teens.
Yes, he's 10. That's probably the worst age of the whole
world. That was the worst time, the teenagers. Because you'd heard on the TV at night somebody was shot. And especially there's two fellas that got in my mind, didn't know them. But I'm sure you remember them. They were 19 and 20. They were students. They were Catholics. And they were students. And those two fellas were killed. And they were just walking through. They weren't doing anybody any harm. And it must have been devastating. In fact, it's not that long ago. I think I saw it in the paper, the memory of them. And that's years and years ago. And that must have been very hurtful.
Where were they killed?
I can't remember, but I remember they were both shot, and they weren't doing nothing. And, you know, I felt for the parents because when you have children of your own and they're out, you knew what it was like. And I remember William was late one night coming in, and Billy went over to the police station because we had no phone at that time. And he went over and got them got them to go out and look for him. And about 10 minutes later, he walked in. I could have killed him. But, I mean, I was smart.
Yes,
it was
yes,
a worrying time.
Yes.
So it was. Thankfully, I never, none of mine, you know, were hurt or injured in these troubles. But it must have been awful for the people whose sons and daughters just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. I have never been sectarian or anything like that, because going through it, working with people, and I think that's what may be wrong, and maybe it is better if children are at school, integrate it, learn about the other side.
In terms of the children growing up, did they continue to live in the area as they grew on the adulthood, or did they move on elsewhere?
Well, my William's still there, but Alison and Samuel and Mark, they all live in Bangor. They wouldn't come back. They wouldn't come up to Belfast to live again. Mm-hmm. And my William wouldn't live in Bangor.
When would the three have moved to Bangor?
After they all got married, they moved down to Bangor.
Mm-hmm. So they found it quiet. Why would they prefer Bangor to the Woodville?
I don't know. They just said whenever they got married, that's where they were going. And they would not move back into Belfast. So they wouldn't. But there's trouble down there as well.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is. But they are quite happy down there. But for myself, I wouldn't move down. I'm used where I am.
How do you think of the area now compared to what it was when you first moved into the garden?
Well, our street is quiet. But apparently the next street fella has just moved in beside me. And he says, see that other street? He says, lovely and quiet in this street. And he says, it's real rowdy. They're having parties and all at night time. So, like, our street is still quiet. So it is.
So you've been fortunate that way?
I've been fortunate that way.
You were a member of the congregation here then? All through the troubles? It was a difficult time for the church.
It was a difficult time with the fires. Fire at that time.
What's your memories of that?
Well, to be quite honest, I still don't know who did it. Whether it was one side or the other, I don't ever think they found out who did. So it did, but it didn't make me hit the other side, because as I say, you didn't know who did, because to me there's good and bad in both sides.
When was that about?
Oh, it's years ago.
I know it's hard to locate these things.
When David Campen was here.
Yes.
Yeah, so he just came.
Yes.
And when it happened, and the two people next door, Mary and Paddy, they were Catholics, and it was then I got the fire brigade out. They were very nice people. Because Paddy, even when I was leaving my two to school, if he was coming out, he would say, I didn't know him at that time, he would say, hold on, I'll give you a lift down to work. So I always found people were nice.
Yes.
No matter what side they were on. So they were.
I'm just conscious of the congregation, they increasingly just got cut off from where most of the people lived.
A lot of people moved out.
Yes, I suppose that's a bigger thing as well.
A lot of people moved to different areas because they didn't want their families growing up in it and getting caught in it.
Have you any particular memories of particular events due to troubles? Or?
Well, I remember just in Bangor one day, and we were dying, and the children were younger then. And a bomb went off. Woolworths. And Woolworths got it that day. And my husband, he says, right, we're going. And we went out right away. So I don't think there was anybody hurting that day. Don't know what happened that day, but it just did go off. And it brought it to you, how close you can be to it. Thankfully, we were all right, because Billy, he's not one for waiting to see what happens. He just says, right, we're getting out of here. He says, we're going home. So we are.
Remember you talking about the houses opposite Forspring here getting built?
Those ones there.
And by that time, I suppose, the road must have been more divided, just as the trouble.
Well, it was, because Protestants were asked if they wanted the houses there, that nobody would live there. And you could see why. So you could.
So by that stage then, the road was pretty much Catholic then?
A lot of people moved out. The Protestants moved out. And Catholics moved in.
Can you remember at any particular point where it suddenly became more difficult to get onto the Springfield Road? Because you worked, what do you say, right up till 19...
I think till it was, until they closed.
89 or something,
I think it was 1989 or 1990.
And when you're still going to work, can you remember what the wall was like then, or the barricades? Was there any wall there?
I'm just one of the people that never annoyed me.
Yes. But how did you actually walk to work, if you think?
I would have walked down into Lanark Way and walked down that way.
So Lanark Way opened in... But Lanark Way didn't open until...
No, well, it wasn't Lanark Way, but yes. It was Markland Street or something like that. But I would have walked down that way.
What do you call Mark?
Markland Street. Uh-huh. Was somewhere about there.
Uh-huh. And when you got to that, did it connect?
When the children were at school now, I would have left them up the Springfield Road, walk straight down. Nobody ever said anything.
Yes.
And I never felt intimidated.
But when you worked through Markland Street, then was there a barricade at the end? Or?
I can't remember, to be quite honest.
Yeah, of course not. There may just have been like a barrier to stop cars coming back and forth, but not pedestrians.
I remember one morning I was coming down and this man was in the car. And I was like, stupid, can you be? And he just got down and he says to me, do you know where the Royal is? Mm-hmm. I says, I'm going down that way. I says, I'll hop in. She says, you what? What is the show? And he said, it could have been anybody. But I went. He left me to the last stop, and I says, "Now look, see that set of the second set." I says, "He's going to the Royal," but he was all dressed and all, and could have been the doctor for all I know. And I says, "And that's the Royal." So it was. It wasn't. The troubles and she's found still. But some people were nice. Some people wouldn't. A lot of people wouldn't even go into town when the troubles started because they were really afraid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have been into town in case a bomb went off.
Mm-hmm. And you sort of took the attitude.
Well, I just took the attitude, you get on with it. And
so what did you do with yourself when the mill closed then?
I came out of work. I stopped working for a while. And where did I go into? Oh yeah, there was a thing in the paper downtown. They were looking for stitchers for bodyguard work, for the policemen and the officers, their jackets.
Yes.
So I went in there for a while.
How'd that work out?
It was back to the 20th century. It was just one big room. I didn't like it at all. And if you wanted to go to the child, you had to ask for a key like school days. It was terrible. And then my daughter, she was over on Donegal Road working, and she says, Mommy, they're looking for people over here. And I says, well, stuff that. I says, I'm going to go to get. I was making jumpers and cardigans for Duns. And I says, so I went over there. Next.
That was
bad. And the four women in the place, I forget what you call it, they made the bodyguards anyway for the policemen, the things. And she says to me, I met her about 2 months after. She says, see, when you left or everybody else left, there's been not a bit of flipping wonder. I says, we just were disgraceful, you weren't allowed to lift your head. And the girls said to me one day, we have never laughed till you come in here. There's me why. And they would have kept their heads down all day, but I did some things. She says to me one day, you had to make a tea now in front of everybody. And she says to me one day, Dorothy, it's your turn to make a tea. And I never thought. And I put all the tea bags into the urn, instead of the kettle. And all the girls started laughing. Here's Edith. What is she doing now?
Was there a union in there?
No, there was no union.
And then was there a union in the Donegal Road when you got there?
No. The only one that was, I remember the union in was the Blackstaff.
What was the name of the union? In the Blackstone?
Oh, good. I don't know.
Stitcher,
yeah, sorry. Probably a Garmin's factory or a...
Garmin's,
yeah.
Mayblood, wasn't it?
Mayblood. Mm-hmm. She took all to do with that. Mm-hmm. It was Well, she did. She was used to doing all that all her life, but she was always bossy anyway. Mm-hmm. Even before she went there, when she was, you know, younger, she was always bossy, because my sister was a friend of hers, still is. Mm-hmm. And here's me, she's a bossy bitch. I'm not going with her. And, when I was ill, no, when I passed out in work, it was her that took me up to the doctors. No, she was really good. I can't say nothing about her. No. And my sister says to me, "You don't like her because she's bossy, because you're a bit bossy yourself." And here's me. Well, that could be true. That could be true.
And then you became involved in Four Spring and stuff when it started.
Uh huh. I don't know how many years ago that is.
It started in 1997.
Probably.
So that's 16 years ago now.
Could be.
So what kind of prompted you to do that? Because not everybody in the congregation kind of felt it was a great idea.
Well, actually, it was, we went over, I used to go to the Curragh first.
Yes.
And it was meetings on a Wednesday morning. Sister Noreen. And it went from there.
Yes, so it developed from there. What got you started in the Curragh?
Somebody asked me to go on a Wednesday morning. And I thought, sure, I'll go. I wasn't working then. Mm-hmm. And I says, I'll go round. Mm-hmm. And then I just went from there. Mm-hmm. Noreen wasn't, I don't know, you know, Noreen
met,
very
met,
well.
Noreen,
no, Noreen was very nice. Mm-hmm. So she was. Mm-hmm. And it snowballed just from that.
And you always enjoyed that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, they would have went. Places out for the day, and I'm an outdoor person. I love outdoors.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And then they went to Scotland, and we got in touch with Dublin. We would have went down to Dublin, met the people down there, mm-hmm. and they would have come up here, mm-hmm. and just snowballed from there.
Mm-hmm. I suppose now, for most of us, we hope that the bulk of the troubles is over. You know?
I would not actually say that.
Yes. Do you still have concerns?
Well, especially in July and August, mm-hmm. for these, you know, the parades and the flags and all that, mm-hmm. I still think you're going to have trouble those months.
And do you personally feel uneasy during that time?
It doesn't bother me. Uh-huh. It doesn't bother me because our ones, I've never let them get involved in things like that. Because, I mean, they went up to Springfield School and I've always taught them, you know, that everybody's the same. Mm-hmm. Because of my son, he works downtown. And there's a fella, and he's an Egyptian. And he says to me, "Flipping foreigners," he says, "see these Egyptians and all." And he was very arrogant there for a while. And I says, "Well, just take him as he is." So he was in the army. He says, "No, Mama." He brought me a pen back. He was over in Egypt visiting his family. And he says he brought me a pen and a notebook back, and brought me cigarettes. Here's me. Well, didn't I tell you there's good in everybody? I said, but you couldn't see it. You just have this thing against foreigners taking over jobs. So I've never taught mine to be sectarian or ethnic or anything like that. And that's what rubs off.
And what would your hopes for the future be for this place and for your children?
I just hope I'm probably never goes back that people have to lose their children through sectarian fighting. But saying that, they fight among each other anyway, because fella, the grandson, knows he was on the shankle the other week there, and he happened to say something, and all these fellas beat him up. He was 28, and he ended up in hospital there. So it's not just between. It's if they're in clubs on their own side, even, and if they have too much to drink and they come out with something wrong, they're getting beat up. And that's only about 2 weeks ago. And I think he had to get stitches in his eye and stitches in his head. And I mean, that's doing it. Well, as people say, that's doing it to your own, isn't it?